Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has given me. Psalms 29:2 says, I ascribe to you, Lord, the glory to your name. I worship you in the splendor of your holiness. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, Praise be to you, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Amen. On the 8th of April, while sleeping, the Lord woke me up two times with two different words. The first one, I heard this. I heard 10 plagues. Each one will be worse than the other. This is a punishment for all the wickedness and sin in the land. And then I went back into a deep sleep, and I was woken a second time, and I heard this, surrounded by a host of witnesses. Now that morning after I woke up and I was praying, I then realized something, that this day that I received these words were the first day of the Passover. How timely is the Lord to bring this word forth during the first day of the Passover, the very day that is celebrated for how the Lord of hosts showed his power and his might by bringing a plague of death upon Egypt. But what did he do? He protected his people, the Hebrews. And how were they protected, brothers and sisters? They were protected by the blood of the Lamb. And you can read about that in Exodus 7 through 12. And the Lord had me go and read again Exodus 7 through 12. We're to remember what happened then, because it's a foreshadow of what is happening now. That's what I believe, brothers and sisters. And when I heard surrounded by a host of witnesses, I believe the Lord wants us to remember that and to reflect also on those witnesses who ran before us the race of faith in God. And like them, we are to press forward in our commitment and trust that he will be faithful and true to his people. Hebrews 12:1 talks about this. It says, Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. So I believe that just as before, the Lord is now going to also be protecting his people as we see these new plagues arrive on the earth. He will be bringing them into a place of safety, under the shadow of his wings, and into the wilderness where he will take care of them. Now, with the true story of Moses and the 10 plagues, like I said before, I believe this was, a foreshadow of the things that were going to be coming in these last days. I believe that Egypt represents this present-day worldly system of the government. I believe the Hebrews represent God's people who had gone into captivity with this pagan system. And Moses and Aaron, they're like the witnesses, the two witnesses. And I'm not saying they are the two witnesses. I'm saying they're like the two witnesses that will come in the last day to call down the power of God and judgment upon the land. And we have not seen those witnesses come yet. Right now in 2020, we're only 4 months into the year. However, we are seeing similar judgments, like the 10 plagues, being poured out upon the land. If you look, you'll be able to see many different articles on the rivers and waters around the world that are turning to blood red. We're also seeing a huge plague of locusts that are attacking different continents. And of course, now we have a plague of sickness. Brothers and sisters, I believe this is just the beginning of what is coming. I encourage you to meditate on the Passover. I want to encourage everyone to do what the Hebrews did to the posts of their door. And this is what the Lord, I believe the Lord has shown me. I didn't hear it in a word, but I believe that He's leading me to do this. He's leading me to apply the blood of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ's blood, on our doorposts. And how are we to do this? Well, I'm doing it through consecrated and anointing oil to represent the blood of Jesus. And what I feel like the Lord's directing me to do is to daily in the evening hour to apply it on my door along with prayer. Now, if you don't know how to anoint with oil or consecrate oil, I will have a link for that that I wrote an article about, and you can go ahead and look there, and hopefully it will be a guide to how to do it. It's not the only way to do it, but it's what I do. All right, brothers and sisters, I feel like this is what the Lord has wanted me to bring to you today, that we are to, for the next 7 days of Passover, that we are to be in prayer, and we are to be consecrating our homes. And I believe that's why I got that word from the Lord. Now, here are the things to be praying for. I will have a transcript of this message in my blog, and that's, I'll have the link down below, so you can look at the things that I'm praying for right now. And of course, let the Holy Spirit lead you what you are to be praying for. But right now, number one, pray for the Lord God Almighty to expose and destroy all the plans of darkness and wickedness with His brilliant and holy light. Number two, to pray for God's mercy upon His people and for His favor to shine upon those who are humbly walking in the fear of the Lord. Number three, to pray to be hidden under the shadow of His wings. Number four, to pray that He will grant you peace, strength, and courage during these last days. Number five, pray that His perfect will be done in your life and in the lives of our brothers and sisters. And number six, to pray the book of Psalms or the Word of God, because that is our sword. Our sword is the Word of God. So right now, I'm praying through the book of Psalms. Okay, so I want to end with the Lord then directed me to look up different verses about the blood of Jesus. So that's what I'm applying to the doorposts of my home. So I will have a list of some verses on the blood of Jesus. And that's also in my transcript below. All right, I'm going to end with 1 John 1:7, and I just want to thank you all so much for coming once again and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. Please go ahead and subscribe so you can hear the next message that I receive from the Lord. May you all stay blessed and hidden under the shadow of His wings. I am praying for you all, my brothers and sisters. 1 John 1:7 says this, "But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Amen.